चतुर्विधा भजन्ते माम जनाः सुकृतिना अर्जुन आर्तः जिज्ञासुः अर्थार्थी ज्ञानी च भरतर्षभ। देर आर फोर काइंड्स ऑफ पीपल हु टर्न टू मी। चतुर्विधा भजन्ते माम जनाः सुकृतिना। दीज फोर काइंड्स ऑफ पीपल आर सुकृतिना। दे आर नोबल action people, sukritinaha, but there are four kinds of people. Artaha, one who is artha, artha means afflicted. Jigyasuhu, one who is inquisitive. Artharthi, who is in need of wealth. Jnanicha, and one who knows, a knower. तेषां ज्ञानी नित्ययुक्तः एक भक्ति ही विशिष्यते। एमंग दीज फोर सुप्रीम ज्ञानी नित्ययुक्तः एक भक्ति ही। सुप्रीम एमंग दीज थ्री इज वन हु नोज मी एंड येट हु डिवोर्स हिमसेल्फ फुली टू मी। दिस इज द सिंथेसिस ऑफ ज्ञान एंड भक्ति। In the three other ones, this synthesis does not happen. One who is afflicted, one who is only inquisitive, and one who is in need of wealth, these three people, for them to combine knowledge and devotion is not easy. It is only when they turn into the state of knowledge, it is only when you really come to know the divine, that you become the lover of the divine. That is the highest condition. There is also other way around also. If you really come to love the divine, you will come to know the divine. This is the interrelationship between the two. Knowledge is the crown of devotion, and devotion is the crown of knowledge. Tesham jnani nitya yuktaha eka bhakti hi vishishyate. Priyo hi jnaninaha atyartham aham satya mama priya. It is to jnani that I am of the highest importance. And it is the jnani who is to me the most beloved. Now the question is, why artaha jigyasu artharthi? Normally these three people, three kinds of people, why are they called, as in the next one it is said, udaraha? If you open the 18th verse, they are described as udaraha. They are all noble. One who is artharthi, artaha, jigyasu. Jnani is of course udara. The jnani, the one who knows the supreme, he is already the noble one. But why is it the other three also are regarded as udaraha? Why are they also noble? Afflicted, jigyasu, one who is curious, and one who is artharthi, one who is seeking wealth. Udaraha sarve eva ete, jnani tu atma eva me matam. All others are noble, but the jnani is my very real self. Others maybe are all noble, but if you want to know where I am fully devoted, it is in the one who is a jnani and who is turned to me. आस्थितः सही युक्तात्मा माम एव अनुत्तमाम गतिम। वन हु इज सीटेड इन मी, इट इज ही हु अटेन्स टू द हाईएस्ट कंडीशन ऑफ कॉन्शियसनेस। नाउ दिस क्वेश्चन इज वेरी ऑफन रेज्ड, व्हाई अर्थार्थी जिज्ञासु एंड आर्थी आर्थ, व्हाई दे आर ऑल्सो उदार। द रीजन इज दैट इट इज इन एफ्लिक्शन you are utmost serious and sincere. Nobody can pretend pain. To be in pain, you have to be sincerely painful, otherwise there is no pain. When somebody really weeps, truly, out of great affliction, there is a great sincerity. He may be ignorant. He may be crying for nothing, crying for wrong things. But in his consciousness, there is a tremendous sincerity. It is that sincerity which is noble. Therefore, Artha is regarded as very noble. And once you cry out in pain, it moves the divine. Even though you may not be crying out for the divine, but the moment you cry out, this cry, it reaches the divine. It melts the divine and brings you forth. He comes nearer you because you are in a state of affliction. In fact, very often therefore it is said that you should remain sorrowful, because if you have sorrow, God is very near you. In fact, one of the important teachings of Christianity is that it is by suffering. It is when you suffer that the divine is near you. Therefore, you participate in the suffering. Even when you have no suffering, participate in it. Pardon? So, but really be suffering, otherwise there is no sincerity. Don't manipulate. But be near the suffering, and therefore you really feel suffering. And when you really suffer, the divine is with you. Similarly, artharthi. When you sincerely, even a miser when he wants money, he sincerely wants it. Therefore, artharthi also, he is able to move with the divine. He sincerely wants it, he sincerely pursues it. And when you are really jigyasu, you cannot be really jigyasu unless you are really hankering after knowledge, truly. Therefore, all the three are udara. All the three are noble. And these are all the right ways of approach to God. And even when you reach God, supposing these three, even in the beginning you may be doing only for your own purposes and not for God. But once God comes into your life, you begin to be transformed, because God's presence and you remain the same as before is not possible. And when you attain to God, then you begin to suffer for the sake of God, because others are not in the presence of God. So that suffering is also noble. When you are in the divine, and when you see that others are not in the divine, then you suffer for them. Therefore, that kind of suffering is also noble. Similarly, when you have reached knowledge, and when you find others are not in the knowledge, then you want all people to be really jigyasu. You encourage people to know the divine. That also is noble. When you have reached the divine, you don't need any wealth for yourself, but for the work of the divine you want wealth. And you seek wealth, that is also noble. So, before reaching God, these three are noble. After reaching God also, these three activities are noble. But one who is jnani, and one who is seated in knowledge, and one who seeks nothing but the divine, is the most beloved of God.